Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been hearing from so many parents who are wondering how to help their 4 and 5 year olds learn to manage their time and keep track of their belongings. And I want you to know something right from the start. If this feels challenging, you are not alone. This is one of the most common questions parents ask, and there's so much beautiful learning happening in your child's brain right now. So grab a cozy cup of tea, settle in with me, and let's talk about what's really happening when your preschooler seems to lose track of everything, and more importantly, how we can support their growing capabilities with gentleness and joy. First, let me share something wonderful that the magic book taught me. When your 4 or 5 year old can't seem to remember where they put their shoes, or loses track of time during play, or forgets the steps of getting ready for bed, they're not being careless. They're not being difficult. What's actually happening is that their brain is building something absolutely magnificent. It's called executive function, and it's like an air traffic control system for the mind. The Center on the Developing Child at Harvard University explains that executive function skills help us plan, focus attention, switch gears, and juggle tasks. And here's the beautiful part. While no one is born with these skills fully formed, every single child is born with the ability to develop them. Your child's brain is actively constructing these capabilities right now, in these precious preschool years. Think of it this way. Your child's brain is like a garden where new pathways are growing every single day. Working memory, cognitive flexibility, the ability to pause and think before acting. All of these skills are sprouting and strengthening through the experiences you provide. Research shows that ages 4 and 5 are a particularly sensitive period for building these foundations, and the environment you create matters so much. Now, here's something that might shift how you see those moments when your child seems disorganized. Doctor. Patricia Miller's research on executive function development shows us that for 4 and 5 year olds, time management isn't about understanding clocks or calendars yet. It's about understanding routines and sequences, before and after. First, then next. These are the building blocks of time awareness, and they develop through consistent, predictable daily rhythms. So when your child asks for the 10th time, when are we leaving, or seems surprised that bedtime has arrived again, they're not being difficult. They're learning to map time through the patterns of their day. And you know what helps more than anything? Visual schedules, gentle routines, and your patient, loving guidance as they build these neural pathways. The magic book showed me something beautiful about this. In one of our stories called The Shy Plant's Garden Song, Ethan and Miva discover a lonely plant in a magical singing greenhouse. And you know what helps that shy plant bloom? A care routine. Gentle touches, consistent attention, dancing together. The children learn that when you give something regular, loving care, it transforms and becomes part of something beautiful. And that's exactly what's happening with your child's developing organizational skills. When you create simple, consistent routines together, whether it's a morning sequence, a toy cleanup ritual, or a bedtime pattern, you're not just organizing the day. You're helping your child's brain build the pathways for planning, memory, and self-regulation. Let me share some gentle, research-backed ways you can support this beautiful development. First, make routines visible. 4 and 5 year olds are just beginning to hold sequences in their working memory, so pictures help tremendously. You might create a simple morning chart with drawings or photos showing the steps. Get dressed, eat breakfast, brush teeth, put on shoes. Your child can move through these steps with growing independence when they can see the pattern. Second, celebrate the small wins. When your child remembers to put their backpack in its special spot or finds their shoes because they put them away yesterday, acknowledge that. You might say, "You remembered where your shoes go." Your brain is getting so good at keeping track of things. This helps them understand that organization is a skill they're building, not something they're supposed to already know. Third, create simple systems together. Maybe you designate a special basket for library books or a hook that's just the right height for their coat. When children help create these systems, they're more likely to use them. And every time they do, they're strengthening those executive function pathways. Fourth, use time language naturally throughout the day. After we finish this puzzle, we'll have snack. Before we go outside, let's put on sunscreen. First, we'll read a story, then it will be time for sleep. This gentle narration helps children build their understanding of time as a sequence of events, which is exactly how 4- and 5-year-olds need to learn it. And here's something the research tells us that I find so comforting. The experts emphasize that for preschoolers, organization and time management are not about perfection or adult-level competence. They're about building foundational understanding through predictable routines, visual supports, and warm, patient guidance that validates your child's developmental journey while gently expanding their growing capabilities. You know what this means? It means you don't need to have a perfectly organized child. You're not trying to create a miniature adult. You're simply providing the supportive environment where these skills can grow naturally, at your child's own pace, with lots of love and encouragement along the way. The Magic Book reminds me that every child develops these skills in their own time. Some 4-year-olds might be ready to help set the table following a sequence of steps. Others might still be working on remembering to wash their hands before meals. Both are exactly where they need to be. Your job isn't to rush the process. It's to provide the gentle structure, the patient reminders, and the celebrating of progress that helps these capabilities blossom. And here's where stories become such beautiful helpers. When children hear stories about characters who develop routines, who learn to care for things, who discover the joy of patterns and sequences, they're absorbing these concepts in the most natural way possible. Through story, through imagination, through connection. In the Shy Plants Garden song, children see how Ethan and Miva's gentle, consistent care routine transforms not just the shy plant, but the whole garden's music. It's a beautiful metaphor for how our own daily routines help everything in our lives work more harmoniously together. After you read this story with your child, you might create your own care routines. Maybe you water a plant together each morning, or organize toys with a special song, or prepare for the next day with a gentle evening ritual. The story shows that routines aren't about rigidity or perfection. They're about gentle, consistent attention that helps everyone and everything thrive. And that's exactly the energy we want to bring to supporting our children's developing organizational skills. Remember, wonderful parent, your child's brain is doing something absolutely magnificent right now. It's building the air traffic control system that will serve them for their entire life. Every time you patiently show them where their things go, every time you walk through a routine together, every time you use time language naturally, you're supporting this incredible development. And on the days when it feels like nothing is sticking, when the shoes are lost again and the morning routine fell apart, please be gentle with yourself. This is a long game. These skills develop over years, not days. Your patience, your consistency, your warm guidance, they're all making a difference, even when you can't see it yet. The Magic Book and I are here to support you on this journey. We have stories that model routines, that celebrate growing capabilities, that show children the joy of caring for things and managing their world with growing confidence. And we have this community of parents, all learning together, all supporting their children's beautiful development. You're doing such important work, and you're doing it beautifully. Keep providing those gentle routines, those visual supports, those patient reminders. Keep celebrating the small wins. Keep trusting your child's timeline, and keep bringing love and warmth to this journey of growing up. Thank you for being here with me today. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, with stories and support and so much love. Until our next adventure together, sweet dreams and starlight to you and your wonderful child.